It is. See, you, nah, and you be getting your shit off weekly.
I don't be.
The one time.
I don't be saying nothing about no. What you talking about? Everybody be thinking you be bullying me.
No, they don't. They know you don't.
Ain't nobody bullying.
They know. Ain't nobody bullying. Please. They know. They be like, damn, girl, you up there. You fighting for your life. Every week you got to fight for your life.
Oh, that's because you just, you put the, oh, that was, shout out to Sydney for that one. But
what did I do?
You had us out there looking like some nigga. We look kind of crazy. And they, like out of, because I normally... I like to listen to the clips that's cut that I didn't make. I like to listen to them like at that point in time. Yeah. So listening to it out of context, I was like.
And then even with that, because we did get some responses from last week. And even with that, I was like, I said, well, you have to put some context to it. Like I came and I didn't jump on it like, fuck oh, yeah, that. They, you know, because that's not what it was.
You don't need no context.
Go, like, you got to go listen to the whole show and even know what was happening.
Out of context clips is the best clips.
Absolutely.
Boy, we was was looking crazy. Like, and she the only woman too. I was like,
that like shit, damn, I be feeling so live. Sorry. They were sharing
the shit out. They were sharing the shit out that motherfucker. Yeah.
They was in there like, damn, I be feeling so sorry for her. She just be out there on an island by herself. Don't feel sorry for me, baby. It's okay.
She out here fighting. What you talking? You see Kill Bill? Kill Bill.
Ain't no fighting. They once remember that live show. Ain't no fighting. Oh, we fighting for our lives over this motherfucker. God damn it.
Come on. Can we get into the show?
All right, yeah. All right. Peace out.
Casamigo.
Hey, boy, what, nigga? You talk about throwing bombs, nigga. Like, damn, are we right now? Hey, man, Pete Shaw, this is the Views from the 7 podcast. Only real ones gonna know about that, man.
Yes.
This is Views from the 7 podcast. This is you guys spend some joy with my homeboy, Skinny.
Yeah.
Ivan.
What's good?
That's all.
Yes, sir.
Wifey in the building.
Ew.
Where y'all want to start, man? First of all, what's up, man? How y'all been? What's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm good, bro. I've been watching this Games of London shit. I've been on that heavy.
London things?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been on that. So, that's kind of what I've been doing this past week.
Wifey?
I haven't been doing nothing. Much of anything, but... Excuse me?
Why didn't you say nothing? What's up?
Type of show we finna have?
Right. I'm just like, what are we on right now?
I didn't even say nothing.
I haven't been doing anything but being a loving wife, taking care of my husband. Mm. I've been pulling out his clothes every day, making sure he has his lunch and stuff together, and being a mother, cooking dinner on time.
Gender roles.
You know, washing clothes. I've just been doing, that's all I do.
I'm just playing, but she thought she shoot at me, and then we gonna be over here going back and forth.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I got it. I think I had enough caffeine today. I think I might be able to keep up with you a little bit.
Ivan,
my shit, man. He's trying to find me another job, man. Fuck my job
again, boy. That shit, like, oh, you into all your exes?
Oh, every
job count too.
Every one of them.
God damn.
I had to reset button. Ain't down there, man.
Like, fuck it.
Oh, man. Fuck. That's all.
I went to the ear, nose, throat doctor Friday, man. That nigga pulled some shit out my ears. Had me questioning my whole life.
Ear, nose, throat doctor.
Yeah. The fact that you had to ask that question makes me sad.
I didn't know about it either.
Like,
I got to.
Is it
I got
called
to,
the ear, nose, throat doctor?
Yeah. Send me the link fast, too.
Yeah, that nigga got to get some tools and start digging and start getting shit out. He was like, you've been here since 2018. Are you okay? I'm like,
oh, so you go in there and get cleaning.
Yeah, because a Q-tip don't kill it sometimes. So that nigga start digging and pulling out shit.
I need to go see that nigga right now. I'm going. I can't hear nothing.
You ever try to do like the wax or like the
I did the little thing. Yeah. The first time I did it, the shit got stuck in my ear. So then it got clogged up. So like for like 3 days, nigga, I couldn't hear shit. Oh, God, I'm about to be deaf. I need some Beats by Dre hearing aids. That nigga. So I went, that was the first time I went, then he got it out. But it was a lot of wax then. He was like, over years, just the oils and stuff in your skin just kind of builds up into it.
Yeah, I got the information from him. I'm going. See, it's the shit, like, I'm starting, old, I'm getting old. I'm starting
about
to,
it. I'm definitely going
to thought the only thing that somebody had to stick in me was the joint for the prostate.
For the prostate?
Yeah, so
you got now, that coming up. Got that to look forward to, don't you?
Yeah,
you
I'm doing sometime. That before 40. I ain't playing
the
no
games. The
fact
that you're looking forward to it is insane.
Look, no. It ain't even. It's the fact that as I'm getting older and I'm seeing people that I grew up with fall off, you start taking preservation.
I don't know where you're trying to go.
Preservation
methods.
No, preservation of life is important to me. I'm trying to be here.
I don't think you're using that word in the right context.
Preservation of life, nigga.
I know the phrase. I don't think you're using it in the right context.
Nigga, I don't want to die at 36. What are we talking about? So I'm taking preventative measures. I want to get my shit early and out the way. I know the health situations that my family goes through and what age they started to go through and when shit started to hit the fan. So even at my age now, I'm still considered young, but nigga, it feels like life is like flying by. Like, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna be that age and I don't want to get there and then I have to start patching up shit. I want that shit to be, yeah. So
My thing is, all this technology, they ain't came up with a better way besides a finger in your booty to check for prostate
cancer. I thought it was a camera.
No, that's a colonoscopy.
No.
wait. How many things they got to stick in there?
No. These are different procedures.
Those are two separate procedures.
Okay, the colonoscopy
is when they take the camera and they kind of rape you with the camera and dig up in there and look at some shit.
Best sleep of your life, though.
Oh, well, it's coming. Shit.
They put you to sleep? What? Yeah, they put you to sleep.
What position? Okay.
They tell you to turn to your side.
I think you're on your side.
You got to turn to your side.
I only know
they
that
tell
from
you
the
count
video,
to 10. Nigga, I counted to 3. I was out.
Oh, you had one.
I had one. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. What age did you do that?
They say once you hit 40, you got to start doing shit like that. So I was about 40. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on that.
Well, you just got one just because?
Nah, just my OG was like, man, get preventative methods. You know, get your shit checked out before it happens.
See, y'all here make me feel like I'm crazy and shit.
No, 9 times out of 10, when people find out they got cancer, it's already like stage 3.
Yeah,
no return.
The colonoscopy not for cancer.
No, that was for something else. That was just the regular checkup.
I'm gonna need all the postopies.
But why you can't get a colonoscopy, they can't check for prostate then, too. Those are two separate things.
Those are two separate
things. I thought they could
knock
it out.
That's why I'm
like,
wait, why'd you get that for?
I was like, man, could y'all knock out this one? They was like, nah, that's a separate thing. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't getting back up in there.
Completely separate thing.
Because the colon, they say, is preventative, but it is very, very aggressive.
Yeah.
So I don't want no stages when I find out. Just go ahead and.
Can you get a colonic too?
When I tell you, like. They're going to have to take me out because I'm doing all the shit.
Like magnesium, and you be shitting for like a whole day, bro.
Oh, for the colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Your stomach
got
to be empty, though.
It'd be empty.
Me and wife used to do that when we was heavy, when we was really, really heavy on our workout shits. Every Sunday, boy.
After a cheat meal?
All day long. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
It's crying on the toilet.
Dude.
It's going to be empty. Yeah. And you got to drink like bone broth like the day before.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all that shit, man. It really, like, seeing people my age, man, going through what they be going through is kind of, it be sad. So I'm on that. Now I see, like, wait till you get older, son. You know, you're going to use that in that medical insurance. You're going to use the fuck out of that shit.
Co-pays add up, too.
Yes, they do. Especially for, like, lab work and... Yeah, you got to have something going on.
I missed my 6 month. Why didn't I go?
Our doctor retired.
Oh, my doctor retired. Yeah. So my 6 months is coming up. I got it rescheduled for sometime in August. So I'm doing a full blood panel again, doing that shit all over again. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I'm like a fat athlete all day long. I ain't did shit, man.
You still wrestling?
I'm still in there. I went Monday. Was it Tuesday?
Yeah,
Tuesday. I went Tuesday. Man, it was really fun. Man, I can like double kick and shit now. So that's kind of fun.
Okay,
what's a double kick?
Like two liver shots, like back to back. I can't get up. I can't get up like to the head and shit without it. That's kind of hurting. I'm still.
Oh, you
big.
Can lift your leg and kick twice.
Mm-hmm. The liver shots. So, like, you fake a jab, kicking in the liver, pop. Shit hurts, yeah. It was fun, man. It was fun. I'm having fun with it. I can survive a class now and shit, so
That's dope.
You know, like not fully like passed out. Now, I still cramp up at the end. So you do all that shit and they make you do like 100 sit-ups at the end of the day.
Shit.
Crap up around 45, 46. The muscles get to, you know what I mean?
Start spazzing.
Yeah. It's I'm still having fun with it. It's a journey to nothing, no different than working out or any of them other things. You know what I'm saying? My inches are just coming. I'm not as, you know what I'm saying?
You're not as wide.
It's wide.
Wide load.
Big back.
My back still look big.
No. Hey, that's crazy.
But it's probably smaller.
I'm but do you. Men want to get rid of like having like broad shoulders and like because that's like
no my inches my be, inches like, have wider. My inches is going down like a lot. My feet not as big.
On the top of your back big.
No, but because you know and shout out because I seen something on Facebook and I was talking to bro man and it really, really pains me, right? So he was talking about the men staying away from the ass machines in the gym, right? And I was kind of like, huh? And I never, maybe because, you know, I go with my daughters, but I never thought it would get to a point where you're thinking about your manhood in the gym, right? But a lot of dudes do not know how to accurately train their lower body, right? So sure. The big portion
that's how
up here,
get
being
Johnny
big.
Bravo.
But when you talking about your legs, just in the human body, your ass is the biggest muscle in your body. So you training your quads, your hamstrings, your calves, but you ain't training your ass, and your ass is connected to your lower
glute.
Yeah,
because now, them glutes?
Yeah, because this is wild.
Yeah,
no. I'm having a real conversation.
Yeah, that sounds like
because
completely
your ass, you see glutes, but your ass is connected to your lower back. So if your glutes are not strong, at some point you're gonna start having lower back problems. How do you skip the biggest muscle in your fucking body? Because you're thinking about how niggas looking at you in the gym?
You know, I don't.
When women love ass.
So you're saying we should get strong asses?
I don't think that I don't think that's necessarily true because I see men doing deadlifts all the times. I see them doing the RDLs. I see them.
Deadlifts are your hammies.
But then I do also see them doing squats with the bars.
Squats is more so on your quads.
So none of that goes into your ass because when you pull up, you're squeezing your glutes.
No. I'm saying.
But they have,
and I was told you're not supposed to squeeze too.
They have particular machines.
They have particular machines that work to isolate it.
Is getting on the booty machine, like they have.
I do.
You get on it, the one that says booty machine.
Yes.
I have never.
With the
I have never in the 11 years that
we didn't
been
do
together,
it. We didn't do it before we went to Lil D's party. Because we did all hamstrings and then we did the ass.
We did the thing where you stand up and then you push back on.
That's the booty machine.
No, that's not. It's not called.
That work on your butt too.
It says.
It works your glutes.
It's called booty blaster.
That does not say booty blaster.
Yes, it does. No. I'm not even like joking. What are you? Are you talking about the
it's one not where called you,
the hip flex?
Yeah, the hips. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
I'm not a fan of that. But that's more so for your. That's for your hips and your butt. But I'm not a fan of that
focus.
Machine.
But what the machine she's talking about focus more on your butt than the other one. It focuses because you come up like that's specifically what it does.
No. Okay, so
especially if you put weight on.
So when you talk about legs, when you talk about like the glutes, there's not a one side one machine is not going to do it, right? There's a mixture. That's why when you go in there to do chest, you know your upper, your sides, your bottom. It's the same thing with the ass. But my thing is, I don't understand how. I'm going to say understand. I didn't know men go in the gym thinking about your sexuality or their manhood when you're literally not working on the biggest muscle in your body. And women like ass.
But I think that, like you said, it's a lot like squats. Like a lot of people feel like squats is for you. Like they're gonna tell women, you want to lift your butt up, go do squats.
Yeah, that's I don't know who the fuck they listening to, but that is insane, and that is incredibly hard on your body over time. But
so you got the squats with or without weight,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the hip thing that help your butt. That's then you got the one that do where you pull your leg back. That machine, I see man get on all of them, but I think it just I don't know. I've never went to the gym and thought about.
I'm working on my ass today.
Yeah,
I never thought
you
like never, that.
But you don't. But you would say
I just go like today is leg day. You know what I'm saying? And the machine is probably gonna go in there.
It's not necessarily saying I'm going in the gym. I'm working on my ass. My ass is part of my lower body, and when I'm working on my legs, at some point I need to introduce something to. You doing all of these machines, and yeah, it's working on your glutes, but you're not isolating them. So it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to work on them here and there, but, bro, it's the biggest muscle in your body. That's like going into the gym and then I'm gonna do 4 sets of 10 push-ups and say I worked on my chest.
I don't
So
know.
How do you isolate it? So what would be your like, suggestion? What's the isolation? Which exercises would promote, like, isolation of your glutes?
Well, I like the booty blaster joint just because I can push it back. What's that, it's not.
I don't think it's called the booty blaster.
It's called the booty blaster machine. When you push it, when you push it back, I think it's called booty blast. But I see a lot of people on is it hip flexor? What the fuck is that? When you like laying down and then you're doing
that's the booty blaster.
No, it's not because it's called something. It's not called that. It's not called booty blaster when you only using a barbell.
Y'all are making me look.
That's the actual. That's the actual machine. The old school is you get a barbell from the squat rack. You wrap a towel, one of the floor mats so it won't hurt your spot, and then mm-hmm. you lifting yourself up.
The hip thrusters.
That's what that machine is. Hip thruster. It's not a hip thruster. It's not
a booty blaster machine. Is the hip thing. Well, one
yeah,
of them.
That. It,
it's definitely what it yeah. shows.
So I like to work on everything, and then I like to isolate. But motherfuckers just going there and there and staying away from the biggest muscle in your body because of what. Other men would perceive as kind of crazy.
So you do the one like this, where you like you lay down and push the weight up.
No, I stand up. It's
one where you stand up.
I've seen the stand up.
Yeah.
But you gotta do them all though.
I do. I squat. I squat. I isolate. The only two things that I'm not into the gym is deadlifts and hip thrusts.
I like deadlifts.
I do everything else, but I ain't
like. More back, right?
No, deadlifts is hammies.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that was really. I seen it on the Facebook, and I was like, "Is this nigga crack?" Like, yeah, I didn't know we was doing that. But I mean, you hear some women saying it like, if you introduce them to weights, they be like, "I don't want to get too buff," and I'm like,
"Yeah,
weightlifting doesn't get you buff. Do you know how much how much side medicine you gotta?"
That's because when we see women that are like professional weightlifters, it's usually the women that are taking supplements. So they have like a masculine look. They're not.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And my sisters.
And nobody wants to have that look.
I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the greatest like shape in life. Like I'm working on my body as well. But my sisters, y'all can't just go in the gym and do all squats. Can't do it.
They just want big butts. Either that or go get a BBL. Yeah, don't but have $10,000.
The squats, it you get some butt movement, but it's not you're not really working on your butt. And then when you see women that go in the gym and just doing squats because they're trying to get their butts, they have big ass quads and little ass hamstrings. Come on, fam. Just you know what I mean? Proportion matters.
They be doing them hip thrusters though,
and then don't have no. They do hip thrusters, and then they do
and
hip thrusters. They do hip thrusters and squats. Have big ass hamstrings. I mean, big ass quads. Hamstrings be super little. Legs super little.
I mean, when they do the thing where they like on all fours and they pushing their leg up, they said that men be looking at them and they be feeling uncomfortable.
Proportion, fam, just proportion. That's all I ask, man. That's really all I ask. That's all I'm saying. And then they don't be having no muscle nowhere else. All this shit right here, this just be hanging down. And then they got big ass quads.
But you know, no hammies. You know what they do have? The willpower to be there and to try. They not like, do we gotta dissect them?
Yes, because before like, we was before
that's
we
why
was,
people don't be wanting to go yes, to the but gym in the first
we was,
place.
Before we was in here talking, right? Before we was in here talking. Well, before we turned on the record button, I was talking to Love and the guys. Like, I'm really, really into the point where I'm anti-influencer and outside content creation. I can't stand. I like watching it. I like watching it on TikTok and shit like that. I can't lie to you. I do like watching it. But seeing it in real person.
Is really like, fucking weird.
I'm in here trying to, you know what I'm saying? I got my girls with me, man. We in here trying to work. Nigga, it's tripods everywhere now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Me and my daughter, I said, I had my daughters with me, and we had drove by UNLV, right? And I said, I was gonna go check out a summer league game, man. And we drive in there. When I tell you, everybody's outside creating content.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we?
That's where we at now. That's where we at. Oh,
man.
It's the new rapper.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate it. I hate it. Mm-mm. I hate it.
You can't hate it if you like watching it. can't do
I do like watching it, but not where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And then it takes hella long. Like, bro, now we talking about if a motherfucker on a machine I want to get on, now I got to wait. This nigga got to set up. Then he got to talk to the motherfucker. Then he got to do the motherfucking exercises. Then he got to unset the camera up. Then he got to clean up. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy.
It's content creation.
That's crazy.
Man, I hate it.
I ain't been to gym.
I feel like
I hate it, bro.
In the gym is like kind of crazy because I've seen and someone that we all know has been in there creating content and like they'll be running on the treadmill for like 5 minutes and then next thing you know, they off the treadmill after the video is done. Not even really 5 minutes, probably like 1.5 minutes and then post it. And
are
they
sweating
done.
Good?
Yeah, they get a good sweat and then they be done.
Running,
like, wow.
Record yourself running and looks then when recording crazy. Over, it stops. It's fucking crazy when you see it in person.
It looks really crazy. It looks good online. It looks good
I hate
online,
it, man.
I did what I was supposed to. I came here to create content. I did that and I'm done.
I fucking hate it, bro. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Your body don't match that.
That's okay. Do them views go up.
Man, see, that's the problem, man.
That's kind of like what I was saying about Richard Simmons. R.I.P.
Real shit.
What happened with Richard Simmons? I know he passed away, but what you?
But his whole life, he just worked out. He never looked like a fit man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, that's a good point. I need to put some no homo on this shit. I want to put some no homo on shit, but when I tell you, this man has a body of perfection.
Who?
He got into bodybuilding. The tuck, tilt, and tight nigga.
Oh, Sean.
Oh,
that
man.
Nigga, he transitioned into bodybuilding.
Sean T.
Nigga.
He looks like he work out. No, he never looked that way.
Oh, okay. I said, no. God, what did this nigga? And they say, if when it comes to bodybuilders, most of them be on drugs anyways. But man, that man, he did an amazing job with his body. And he was all like on stage posing and shit, like in the gay way. But it was cool. But I was just like, no, you know they gotta put that pizzazz on it, right?
I'll be having to go look at this.
They be putting that pizzazz on it. So before they do
what
the before
the gay
they,
pose?
Nah, so before the gay before pose? He do his, you know, before they do this shit right there, he's like,
oh,
what is this?
I was like, oh, he putting that shit on it. That's shout out crazy. To him, man.
Like pageantry.
I wonder why they don't give bodybuilders like the same flack as they do with people that are taking like Ozempic now.
They do. What you mean?
No, they don't. It's not really.
It's millions of documentaries on.
They do the documentaries, but it's like
they look
when
like
you hear
straights.
Some of the big names, like they kind of promote not being natural, really, to get to their goals.
But now what they did to offset it was they have. What's this nigga laughing at, bro?
You know he had to go look it up. He was like, what's the pose?
What is that?
Oh, you had to put the pizzazz on it, baby.
No, let me do a spear finger.
So to offset it now, because they say when you get into bodybuilding, It's hard to do it naturally. So now they have natural bodybuilding competitions. Barbara just did one. Last year. So shout out to him, man.
And they don't look nothing like
the ones that take
the drugs.
They look like straight like freaks. I'm not even. They just look crazy on them drugs.
That's crazy.
I want to say because we was in here talking when he was talking about the your youngster and about growing up, being introduced to something and growing up to it. Right, it's two different things. And I always wondered why Beverly Hills Cop 3 got so much flack, because I love that movie.
That's mine.
That was the introduction to Beverly Hills Cop to me.
It was three.
Mine too.
It was yours too?
Uh-huh. I never seen one or two.
My God.
60, bro. What was you doing your whole life?
I watched the better shit.
You still haven't seen them?
I still haven't seen one or two.
That's crazy. So,
I only know three.
No. So they put one and two on Netflix. When I tell you I stayed up to 1 o'clock on a work night watching these motherfuckers, they was that good.
They are super
so
good.
So while I'm watching them, I'm understanding why they hated three.
Okay.
But what they ended up doing, in my opinion, now that I've seen all of them now, right? Three is still going to be my favorite because that's what I grew up on. Four was kind of like, it was cool, but his daughter, I felt like I don't know if she didn't want to be there or just, I don't know what the fuck. She was just like an asshole the whole movie. Have y'all seen it yet?
Yeah.
Foley? The daughter was weird. I don't.
That is the one that handcuffed him at first.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you know, you're talking about his daughter, because I was thinking of his real, because his real daughter's in the movie too.
She was in the beginning.
The one that played his daughter.
Yeah, the one that played his daughter. So, one and two are really, really, really good. I think they tried to go kid friendly with three on their Batman and Robin. They was on their Batman and Robin shit, right? And it didn't work out.
Okay.
And then four was okay. Them niggas was just super, super old. But when I watched one is the best.
One is fire.
So when I watched one, I said, okay, now I know why they hate three. When I watched two, I said, this reminds me of Bad Boy 2, where they tried to make it bigger and extravagant blow-ups and shit like that. That's what they did. Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop is Bad Boys. It's a complete ripoff.
Bad Boys is a complete ripoff of Beverly Hills Cop.
Absolutely. From the way it, not even from the way it's shot, but just the, it's a fucking ripoff. My God.
I can see that.
I think it's an older show they got Bad Boys from. That's an older like show in the 50s or something that they took the concept for Bad Boys to make Bad Boys.
But I can see.
Buddy cop shows? There's a bunch of buddy cop.
Like Beverly Hills Cop was comedy, but was more of a, Beverly Hills Cop 1 was a comedy, but it was more of like a serious tone, right? And then 2, more extravagant blow-ups, more
bigger budget.
Mm-hmm. 3,
but police.
And then 4, these niggas old is, you know what I mean? It's just, Jesus.
Because with Beverly Hills Cop, I can see the comparison because Will Smith fuck up everything and then Foley's fuck up everything. So I see the comparison, but that kind of was like a cop movie thing.
Buddy cop movies.
Yeah, that kind of was like a thing where they shoot some random shit, fuck up the city, like Die Hard was fucking up shit. Like he's fucking up the whole city. It kind of was like a thing.
Yeah, those are buddy cop movies. Tango and Cash, 48 Hours. Like,
48 Hours, yeah.
This 48 one, Hours is my shit.
Yeah.
After watching Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, there were too many gay undertones in it for me to just feel like it was a buddy cop film. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me if like he was gay.
If Axel Foley was gay?
Yes.
His daughter in the fourth one, right?
Yes, outside of that.
I mean, we know gay.
They finally introduced the love interest in three. He has a kid in four. But one and two, that's a homosexual.
Oh. That was the first time you saw titties on screen. I saw titties on screen.
I was a homosexual.
It's the first time you saw titties on screen.
That he in Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, he is a flaming gay.
No,
that is crazy.
It was so many gay undertones in that movie, bro.
Now
crazy. Him and the best friend.
2024. Eyes. You gotta come think age were a different time.
Come on, man.
If you get Prince in 2024, you're gonna be like, oh, this nigga's a flaming homosexual. the androgynous shit was different.
I don't even think that shit would fly in the 80s. What I'm saying is, and I'm shouting out Eddie for this, is that he put, now that you can see them very, very clearly, he put, there were a lot of gay undertones in that movie. It's all I'm saying.
I don't think Eddie played a, I don't see Eddie.
He ain't got to play nothing.
I didn't look at him as gay.
Eddie Murphy just got married to a woman.
Well, you know.
I mean, they do say he liked it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not act like them rumors wasn't out there, because that was, they were saying that his wife was a man for a long time until she had kids.
Nicole Murphy? Nicole?
Yes, they said that she was very masculine. They thought she was a trans woman.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Y'all don't remember that?
No.
We got caught in the car with the transgender.
Yeah.
So did Teddy P, and we don't shit on him?
He didn't know.
So what? That's, whose fault is that?
That's crazy.
And he knew. Come on.
He didn't know. He ain't know.
It's okay for him to know.
He ain't know.
He knew.
Says who? How do we know?
He didn't know, bro. She said he didn't know. The only reason it was found out was because in the crash, the police took the license. And then later put it on TV, which is fucked up. I'm not even gonna tell you a man. I'm gonna put it on TV that you was a man.
That's a cold way to wake up in the hospital. Like, not only do you not got no legs no more, you gay too. God damn. Right. So let me sleep. Hey, you don't got no legs and you're gay.
They was doing a lot of experimenting back then and a lot of heavy drugs.
You come out of a coma and
I
it's
find
like
it hard to believe he didn't know.
Did he fuck me?
Man.
Nigga done fucked my spine up. Literally. God damn.
That dick touched my spine, bro.
Should have got on that ass machine.
Your glutes wasn't strong enough. God damn.
I swear to God, I don't give a fuck, man. If it wasn't for that accident, man, Teddy P would be the greatest alive. I stand on it.
Man, I disagree.
That man had the full package.
Please put him.
And I'm not putting a pause on nothing. He had the looks. He had the voice. He had the music. He had the full fucking package. He would be the greatest.
He don't got a bunch of great music.
What the fuck are we talking?
Marvin Gaye's the biggest what if in music.
How? That nigga was washed up after he was washed up for a while. What are we talking about?
What are you talking? When did Sexual Healing come out?
You have no idea about Marvin Gaye history.
When did Sexual Healing
come
out?
In the 80s.
Right before he died, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's on the upswing. What are you talking about?
Marvin Gaye died when?
82?
Like 82, 83.
When did Sexual Healing drop?
Like 81.
Nah. Hell no. Nah.
What are you talking about?
I read the book, man. I read his book.
When did he write
the
book?
He was on a down.
When did he write the book?
When he was alive.
He died at 80.
When he was alive. Is
when did Sexual Healing drop?
I don't see no date on it. Not on there.
Y'all niggas got three phones and can't find out what a fucking song dropped.
I just picked mine. I don't do that.
I just looked up his death.
I went straight to Google.
Y'all should have put release of Sexual Healing, not drops. Because then the drops start coming.
I was like, what's going on?
His pops was a cross dressing preacher, man.
Oh, his pops was a cross dresser? Mm-hmm. That I didn't know. I know his pops had an issue with him because he was gay.
But you don't know that.
Came out in 82.
You don't know that unless you.
And he died 2 years later?
Yeah, it came out in 82.
You don't know that unless you read the book, though.
That's true.
Like, you gotta think, you're like a history buff.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going back and you're reading and you're finding out stuff. But in that time, what did the people know?
I don't think, in my opinion, if his dad didn't kill him, the drugs was.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that's because you went back and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for like my pops.
Mm-hmm.
That's up in that time. He don't know what the fuck Marvin Gaye is going through. He just know this good music. He's dropping good music. Like, you don't know what his life is.
His life story.
You don't know none of that.
You probably don't care.
I think Marvin,
you don't give a fuck.
Marvin was going to get passed up by Teddy.
Luther.
You had Teddy. You had Frankie Beverly. You had Luther coming up. At some point, he was still there, but he wasn't Marvin. It's looking a little shaky for the brother. That's all I'm saying.
Who was these other people?
Luther came out after.
Frankie Beverly.
Boy, no the fuck we not finna do this right now. The man just fucking retired doing his last fucking show. We ain't finna disrespect Frankie like that.
That don't mean he sounded good.
What?
Carl Thomas is still out here touring. He sounds terrible.
About. You will hear Before I Let Go, before any fucking Marvin Gaye song you can think of, including Sexual Healing.
But because he got one song.
What are we talking about? He don't got just one song.
I mean, what else he got? I'm not into all this shit. So I want to know. What else do we got?
Shit.
So two?
Two.
I can't think of nothing outside of them two.
Okay. So he got two songs.
Before I Let Go, Joy.
The Golden Time of Day.
Happy Feelings? Is that him?
Yeah, Happy Feelings is him, for sure.
I'm not finna even do this right now.
So you got three songs.
That's crazy, bro. Okay.
What album? Is it an album that you go back, you listen to Frankie Beverly, and you like, oh, this is it?
Well, it's Maze and Frankie
Beverly. Well, yeah, them just, as a group.
Yeah.
I can't tell who.
Well, he's only
Nobody can. He's nobody in this room.
Who is Maze? I don't know who Maze is.
That's the group.
That's the group.
Maze is the group.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
The musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a singer. They were the musicians.
So do you listen to that full album?
I've been a very, very... I'm not going to argue. Like,
I'm not arguing. I'm not going to argue
old points that I've already made. I've been saying this for time and time again. When it comes to the 80s and the 90s, most of them were top heavy. They were led by the singles, but the albums themselves were not that good.
So how are we giving somebody such a praise if they can drop what you figure was a good album?
To Teddy Pendergrass.
Did you listen to Marvin Gaye?
Yes.
I know you listen to this music. That's why I'm asking the question.
All of it?
Yes.
Okay.
What's Going On was an amazing conceptual album. There is nothing on there I will go back and listen to. I wasn't born during that time. I don't know nothing about the Vietnam and shit like that. So
it doesn't hold the same weight to you then?
No.
Okay.
I'm not arguing for nobody else though.
What's the Marvin Gaye songs that y'all like stand firmly on? Outside of like the
I didn't like no old music. That's why I said this is not my argument. This is not my argument. 80s, 70s, I didn't care for none of that shit.
Sexual Healing.
I didn't care for none of that shit.
I put on Sexual Healing before I put on anybody else we talking about in that time period.
Distant Lover.
Yeah, Distant Lover.
Got to Give It Up.
The one with Tammy Terrell.
Ain't No Mountain High?
Mm-hmm. Not Ain't No Mountain High.
The other one. I thought you were talking about the other song.
I got four. How Sweet It Is. Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, Let's Get It On, and Gots to Give It Up. Then the 4 hour will go.
Let's
to.
Get It On, my God. My God.
Let's Get It On. Mm-hmm.
What's Going On? A song with probably the one Marvin Gaye song I grew up with was, what's the name of it?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
No, the one the California Rangers did.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yeah.
Even though that wasn't his song.
Luther didn't sing his song. Yeah. But back then, like,
I think that was a single 4 times before Marvin Gaye.
They all kind of like
Mercy Me. Like, what are we talking about? Teddy P.
That's
don't
five
that
songs, y'all.
Teddy P. Don't now name the Teddy P. songs while we here, while we at it.
Love TKO, Come Go With Me, Turn the Lights Off.
I know all these songs, so I'm with them right now.
That's three. We named five Marvin. That's three for Teddy.
I'm going with them for three.
Greatest, my latest. My Latest, My Greatest.
I don't know what that is.
That was the song on the wood that they got married to.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's such a pretty song.
Turn Higher. Off the lights.
Do we got high? Is that his song?
And light a candle. Man, what are we talking about, man? Y'all niggas better start playing with Teddy, bro. And that's not even, that's solo shit. I'm not even going into the shit he was doing with the group. Come on, man.
What was the group? What group was Teddy?
The Blue Notes. What was it?
Teddy P and the, no. Harold and the Blue Notes. Is it Harold in the Blue Notes?
Harold Melvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a background singer.
But he had took over though. Like, wasn't nobody coming to see Harold?
He was the overpowered. He was the. Oh, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
I'm Thanos. I'm Thanos versus the Avengers. Then that's crazy. I'm out here doing this by myself.
Come on, man.
Just me. That's crazy.
Y'all better stop playing with Teddy. Y'all better stop playing. I wake up yesterday. I've been off my caffeine and shit. And I wake up and my motherfucking phone is going off. And I said, I know somebody must be dead.
Jesus.
And so I look on, I open my phone up, and they done tried to knock off Trumpavelli, man. In a real way.
Is it an inside
this
job?
This might be the greatest
marketing.
This, not no, I mean, no. I can't say it was a setup because the gunman is dead, and I don't think Trump is taking a bullet for that. When
do we know who the gunman is yet?
Yeah, they know. Jimmy Neutron. There was no way they was going to miss him. So those were them shots we was hearing, and they knocked him off fast.
Yep.
Fast.
The dude with the long chin?
He got a big-ass head.
With the long hair? Because he was still living, right? Didn't he make a video after, like, y'all got the
wrong
guy?
That nigga off. I don't even know what I was going to say because he... Oh, a couple inches, he had just missed him. So the first shots we heard, he had killed the fire chief first. He was an old fire chief for that city that he was in. He was the first one to die. And then he hit another lady in the stand. The third shot was what we heard that hit Trump's ear. And they were saying, you know, what makes those photos of Trump so powerful is the fact that a couple inches above and he would have blew his head off. His ear is what saved him.
That photo is monumental. I ain't gonna lie
but
to you.
But damn niggas took him out so motherfucking. The bah, 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 bah. That's what you heard of him. And then they, you know, and of course his picture is floating around now.
Of him dead?
Yeah.
Dead picture? No, I haven't seen that.
It's floating. It's
really?
It's around. Yeah. First dead photo I looked at. Teeth gone. Knocked him out. Mm. Blew his motherfucking head off. But I'm not even gonna say this might be the man.
He for sure finna win.
I lived
in already gonna win with the Chargers.
Yeah, he was already winning. He was up in every poll. But I lived in the era of a president or a future or past president getting an assassination attempt. I lived through that. That's like when motherfuckers say they lived through when JFK got his head. I mean, damn. When JFK got assassinated, or Martin Luther King got assassinated, or what's the other one that got assassinated in the kitchen? He wasn't president at the time.
Bobby Kennedy.
I didn't know that they tried to kill Ronald Reagan,
they tried
too.
To kill Reagan too.
Yeah, but his wasn't political though. He was trying to get the attention of, goddamn, she's gay now. Fuck, she's the actor.
Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Is that the only gay woman from, that you know?
from Hannibal.
Oh, I know. Oh,
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Is she gay now?
Yes.
Jodie Foster was an actress then?
Mm-hmm. Or are you? Wow. That's the attention he was trying to get. Yeah, it was Jodie Foster.
Get her attention for what?
That's how he was trying to. That's how he intended on getting her attention by getting shot? Shooting the president.
Oh, okay. I understand now. I'm like, I thought you were saying Reagan was trying to get Jodie Foster's attention.
Yeah, no. He's shooting the president because he wanted her attention. I believe it's Jodie Foster.
She involved some niggas.
Shit, what? Yeah, what Reagan want her attention for? He got the growth over at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I heard she was pretty nice.
I say Nancy was that.
I heard
nigga.
She was pretty nice with it. Yeah.
What?
And she had a nice rack back in the day.
I say Nancy was the one.
What do y'all hear this?
She used to be.
That's common knowledge.
I think it was in her book. It was in somebody's book. I believe it was somebody's book where they were saying she was the original.
What?
Yeah, Hawk 2.
She's the one.
Hawk 2.
Yeah, men get tired of that though. They start They start looking for. It's like eating steak every night.
That's
y'all be
not,
eating the same steak. That, y'all be over.
I am. I hate
get
that.
Tired of what? Good, great head
from the same person.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. Nah, y'all be eating
a little
extra.
You got some bad intel.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie already told you. The hair night.
Hair night. No, shit. What?
Going back to that.
Mm. You going back to it, but you're going to be looking for something else.
Nah, I'm looking for that one. I mean, I mean, cheater gonna cheat. I mean, if you gonna you gonna fuck with different women, you gonna fuck with different women. I don't care who got the best stuff.
I'm coming. Exactly. I'm coming home though.
But yes,
after you cheat.
If I get head every morning, you ain't gotta worry about me cheating.
That, I'm empty. There's nothing to cheat with.
You give me head every morning before I leave, I'm not cheating.
Is that the secret? Every
morning? That's my secret.
Absolutely.
That's
the
secret for me. I'll work up.
Yeah. What am I cheating? I don't have nothing to.
I work a hard labor job, so I'm really not into morning sex like that, but
I don't need sex.
If you give gray head, the chances of getting cheated on is like slim to like
none.
It's like less than 1%. It's like less than 1%.
If it's
exactly.
If it's all the time. You can't go 2-3 days and then like it don't work that way. It has to be consistent.
The energy, and it's the energy in giving the head, though.
Yes. I'm trying to tell you.
The energy is important.
There's a difference between
yeah, we don't want none of that.
Bro, it's a difference between I'm just sucking dick because I want to suck dick and I'm finna suck your dick.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Need the enthusiasm.
But you know how you get the different energy, right? It's when you allow them to suck your dick when they want to suck your dick. You can't just come and like start pushing your dick next to their ear and be like, you going to give me some? You can't do that.
Why not?
Because then you're going to get some. Damn, here you go. Well, put it in my mouth now since it's right here.
I'm not asking for
that. Well, you doing that when you dealing with somebody that don't like giving head. But you ain't. I don't know no person that had to.
I told
y'all
it was gonna be poetry today, boy.
I don't know nobody that had to force somebody that likes giving head. I ain't never heard that one before.
Touche.
Yeah. When you enjoy your job, it don't feel like work. Like, that's what I was told.
You sucking dick because you enjoy sucking dick. I don't have to ask you to suck dick. I'm just a vessel. You just like sucking dick, but that's
yeah. That's a special woman. I just want to suck dick just because.
Oh, my God. They're angels. She's literally an angel.
God sent me an angel from a heaven above.
Send him an angel.
What?
God. Yes. Damn. Get a note. Send him an angel, please.
Yeah, that's the one.
Because I'm going to be like, good job, girl. That's right. Keep him happy.
That's crazy. Why don't women want to be there for their man, though?
I can't. I don't like sucking dick like that. I've been very consistent with that. I like to suck dick when I want to suck dick. I don't want to just be
every time you suck dick, it's like here, there. It's like you literally. Like,
I don't want it to be a transaction. Like if it's just, I know you're using me to masturbate.
I hate that I came over some shit and now she just
it's
like,
the truth. Because it's really, the really truth. It is really, the truth. Because really like once that. He said that, I was like, damn, that's exactly what this is. Because it's like, as soon as he nut, it's time to go to sleep. It's not like, okay, now your turn. So it's like.
That's crazy.
What are we doing?
So he get his roll over.
He will.
That's crazy.
Especially if it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Yeah, that's crazy. Continue.
No, it's okay. I didn't suck the air out the room. But anyway, go ahead, y'all. You said the angels, baby.
You suck that dick like you suck the air out of that room.
That I might be able to stay married for a few more years, right?
Oh, my God. Man, I got to get out of here. I got to take my son to the airport. He's going to school. So I'll see y'all later.
All right, man.
He going to school?
Yeah.
Salute. Right.
Where do you want him going?
Kansas.
Oh, that's what's
nice,
up.
Nice, man.
Salute, bro.
Enjoy yourself out there.
Enjoy yourself, hey, brother.
Watch we gotta get you. White
we gotta get you a new shirt, man. No more wearing the colonizers.
Be out there following them people, man. I be seeing you online, man. Hurting these people.
But yeah, man, we live through that, man. I don't even know what the fuck to. I don't even have no words for it.
For what?
Like
the feeling.
Yeah,
of
yes,
seeing.
Man. Ex-president just almost got knocked off. On live TV.
I feel like we got too much technology now. We got too many people trained to shoot to fuck that up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like I don't think it's a hoax either, but I feel like if you was able to get that shot, all these little trained shooters out here, I feel like they wouldn't have fucked that up.
Did you see him? Oh, have you seen? Oh, you ain't really seen a picture of him.
I seen the video.
Yeah.
Oh, the dude. It's like I thought, because I seen somebody else post a video, they made another man post a video and he was like, y'all got the wrong one. And he looks like the
somebody
nigga
that
they killed.
Would do it. Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, he looked like the, he like, like the nigga had a twin out here.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, well, did they really kill him? But
no, there's videos out there of they're showing the man shooting like on that side of wherever wherever that building was, people were recording him also.
Mm.
So they were recording him shooting, and then immediately like he was gone.
I mean, your girl Candace even said she think it was staged.
I thought it was fake at first.
I don't think it was staged.
Amanda Seals,
I don't think it was staged. I don't think you.
Trump she said he even had a blood pack.
Yeah, that's. I'm not going that far. You know, I would consider the man extremely lucky that he's here.
Candace saying from her being around Trump and her seeing how the Secret Service works, how they have almost shot her husband before just because a man was walking down the wrong side of things. She was like, that the chances of that happening, they normally go to the place so many days before. They check every vantage point to make sure that, okay, we gonna always be watching all these vantage points. Like, there's no,
they, I mean, the,
be on top of
if
all
you
that.
I guess the way the building was, it was kind of like a one of them.
Like a slope.
Yeah.
So they couldn't see him. So the video of you, the video that everybody has been seeing of the actual snipers killing him, he kind of like looks up and like before he takes his, you know, he takes his shot. But from my understanding and, you know, just watching the news and articles and shit, I guess wherever he was at was outside of the vicinity of what they were actually covering. Mm-hmm. So the people that were near that building were trying to get...
Oh, so he was outside of where they would have figured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the people that seen him on that building was trying to get the police's attention. But the police wouldn't... I don't know if they didn't take it seriously. They just didn't get there. Mm. So I see why people have all of these...
Conspiracies,
and they're trying to throw the Secret Service under the bus. But this was really out of their control. You know what I mean? Out of their control. When somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it.
I think Secret Service did a horrible job.
I think we were a couple inches away from it being this being a different ball game, especially with the, I think the convention is what, next week? I believe the convention is next week. We talking about a whole different ball game. But I think, I want to be responsible in what I say. From a Democratic standpoint, I don't know how they recover. Now I'm talking politics. I don't know how they recover, regardless of what the man, I mean, of course, you know, things don't come out about the man. And I think the shirt he was wearing was like a gun YouTube channel or some shit, but they already came out and they already made a statement. But from a Democratic standpoint, I don't know how they recover. Especially with the fear mongering, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm listening to the radio. Even when I'm coming up, you know, I came up. Obama's first term was the first time I ever voted, and at that point, it was like vote or die. You're talking about, you know, we going to be voting in a. If y'all vote for Trump, y'all going to be voting in a dictator. Mm-hmm. The end of bureaucracy.
Of who?
Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy.
I can't say it either.
You know, even now, I think the slogan is like vote to live. You know what I'm saying? And he's taking all of these rights away and shit like that. This project
2025,
which is not even a Trump thing.
Yeah. And then it's really, I think that they're taking advantage of the fact that most people are not going to actually look into Project 2025. Like they're going to go take the little pinpoints and the bullets that are going viral. But I've seen where some veterans have actually reposted it and said that this will actually help vets. And then I've seen Democrats say like this is to take funding away, like you can either have disability or that. So it's kind of like,
but this isn't a Trump thing.
No, it's not. But they're saying that it is.
I believe it's
an
overall Republican thing. Yeah. I think the Republicans is pushing this.
I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
More so than just Trump.
But I think all of those things in totality, just like on the right, at some point you're going to make somebody do something. So yeah. I think at this point going forward, both sides, they got to tone that shit down because it is some crazy ass people out there that will hang on to every word and do some shit based upon what they hear and what they see if they don't, you know, if they don't read for themselves.
Yeah, but the fear-mongering, like, that's always been a part of the Democrats' campaign.
I just like, why the fuck y'all don't
just fight
back, bro?
Like, they never, it's never like, well, look what we've done for you. We've done this, this, and that. Like, they don't, because they really don't have much to stand on. Because no matter how great the economy is right now, you know, they're pushing that. They're saying that we're not in a recession, you know, contrary to what everybody is saying.
Shit, I can't tell you.
We are, like, the American people, we are struggling. Like, when we go into the grocery store, you can barely even step foot in there without spending $100.
Yeah.
And you barely have, like, maybe 5 or 6 items. Like, there are certain things that we feel on a daily basis that they're not, they're just basically saying, like, don't put him in office because he's a racist. He's a this, he's a that. And, okay, but what can you do for us?
Mm-hmm.
What can you do, or what have you done for us for this last term that we can actually feel?
Well, I think that's all, but
whew.
All I know is that when Trump was in office, I didn't feel like this. I'm making more money, I will say I am making more money right now, but the more money you make, the higher the cost is of everything.
Yeah, are you really making more money? Like dollar-wise, right? But if the dollar is not worth the same amount that it was back then, are you really making more money? Because you still it's still like damn near
when
even.
When we was getting all that extra money, where was it coming from, and how were they going to get paid back? Is the question I have.
I don't know. They didn't need us to pay it back. Like when they did the stimulus, when Trump did it the first time around, like. There wasn't a payback. We didn't have to pay that back.
That we knew of.
Well, as far as we knew, no. It wasn't a flat out, it's going to come out of your taxes when you file next year like it was when as soon as Biden went into office.
Mm. I mean, long term, we probably paying it all back now, but... Yeah, we probably...
That's what I'm saying. Like, they were shelling out some money. I think nothing in life is free, so...
I don't even think it's about just the shelling out the money, right? Like, a scammer going to scam anyway. They're going to figure out ways to get money anyway. Right. Like,
PPP.
We just luckily was happened that they threw it all to us this time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas ain't out the woodwork either. That's back. You know, they don't got to close that. They don't got to close them investigations for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The PPP loan scams.
Facts. But these are loans that people had already knew of. Like, some of the loans that people was getting, it was stuff that was already happening. It just wasn't the whole everybody knew about it and everybody knew how to cheat the system. Like, everybody just cheated the system one time for that. And the EDD shit, that was something different. But the PPP shit, they've been getting, the PPP loans been a thing.
Mm.
It was already a thing. It's just people found out how to cheat the system. Oh, we can make a fake LLC. We can make it like we used doing this. We can fake this and get a couple 20, 30 bands and 40 bands real quick. But that's always been a thing for people that own businesses. That's always been ways for them to get their money so they can get these big loans, so they can have, you know, put it into their business and make their business flourish. That's always been a thing. We just found a way to cheat the system. But I don't think that's mainly like
we
America.
America. Allegedly.
Because I didn't get no PPP.
Shit. Although, do you feel cheated about that? Because I be feeling like we should have.
Hell no.
I feel like we should have.
I was definitely mad I didn't get it.
After seeing like people
I shot my shot. It just didn't come. I shot my shot. Shit. I ain't scared to go to federal prison. What? Man, dude.
That's all what you
sign me up for 18 months. I'm ready.
What people did with the money afterward is crazy because what they got to show for it?
About the assassination.
Oh, he did what JFK couldn't do.
Oh my God.
Why I lead you into that?
Hey, he going. I mean, it was already close. I think he was going to win before then. Now
he was up three points.
He locked in now. And that picture with the flag and the fist in the air. That's a cold.
Nah, do you see the one? Do you see the one where the Secret Service was holding him down and blood was coming off his face? Whoever took them pictures gonna be rich, bro. They'll never have to take a picture again in their life,
bro.
My goodness,
God damn it. I don't know what the Democrats gonna do, man. Cause Trump got my vote.
I think they was
need to start getting ready for
Trump. Got my vote. I think he got my vote.
I think
Trump a real nigga.
I think the Democrats
felons getting shot at.
I think the Democrats would have been better off with him being unalived.
Mm.
that was their only
hope. Oh, definitely.
Hope.
Because
this is everything he need for. If you looking for the black,
it would have gave him a chance to turn. It would have gave him a chance to turn around and change things up and start over.
Yeah.
If you looking for the black vote, this is everything that they needed. The man just became a felon. Plus, he got shot at. And he might go into office. Like, you telling me us niggas got a shot.
And he got baby mom.
You know what I'm saying? Obama was the, oh, he's the safe black guy. Like, this is a nigga out the trailer park now. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside the fact he grew up rich. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How we was cool with a nigga from trailer park. Like, you white, but you from the trailer park, fam.
White trash.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? Your mama fed you the same noodles we got.
Right.
Like, I understand it. You was eating vainas too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this feel like now.
Scary times, man.
And you let us scam one time? America.
But he's a businessman, so it's like, you know, as businessmen, you are scammers. Like, when you think about it, you can, like, put everything under your, like, tax ID, and then you can file bankruptcy and be done with it and never touch your name at all.
I promise. I'm going cool for that with Russia, this time.
So we ain't worried about fighting Russia. Him and the Russian president tight with each other.
If he dish any money out this time, they figure that scam. I'm
on it.
So, man, what? Hey, man. I got 18 months of me.
Scary time.
What Bay Blue get? How much time they gave the nigga Blue? The nigga Blue from the fucking.
Like 4 years?
Four? What? And like I made millions?
Minutes? Yeah, I might do that.
Sign me up. What? 48 months?
Like, I got that in me easily.
I got that.
$5 million.
I ain't even gonna take that much money, so I know they probably gonna give me like 16. They gonna look at me. I ain't had no felon in a while. I'm gonna go off the graph. Like, I know the federal shit. Like, I'm gonna go off that graph. Like, yes, what? Yeah, 14 months. I want that one. Give me that one, Judge. Sign me up for them 14 months. What? And I ain't gotta raise these kids for 14 months either.
Man.
Salute. That's a hell of a vacation. Come back like, damn, baby, you grew up.
I'm shocked, man. I'm shocked. But you know, you know what the crazy part is? That, like, when I got on the internet yesterday, I seen so many people, like, I hate that he missed.
I wouldn't say that's that.
Yeah, I wasn't on
that's
that.
That's kind of
that's
crazy.
Nasty.
I'm shocked he missed, though.
I'm shocked he missed, because if I'm going to shoot him.
No, basically, like
look at him, I'm not
being
shocked.
Upset that he missed because they didn't, like, and I'm like, man, this is still like, it's an assassination attempt.
Yeah. And then when you think about it, the fact that he did survive, it kind of shows resilience. Mm-hmm. It shows strength, because they were kind of like mentioning the fact that he's older too. You know, he's elderly also.
Biden wouldn't duck in that
Biden
pass.
Wouldn't have been able to duck at all.
He
so
didn't
it's
duck
like,
though.
Who, Trump?
He didn't duck. He man, ducked to like the third
there,
shot.
Yeah, like it was shots going off. He hit his ear and he still stood there for a second. Then this nigga sucked. That's just what it is.
But now that we know
the shooter's not
but
a shooter.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But now that, I don't think he will. I don't know. No. More shit gonna come out, but everybody was talking about like why nobody ran and nobody dunked. And then when you watch the video, it's like they took him out fast. And then you can hear like they released the audio.
Yeah.
Like the Secret Service almost immediately was like, he's done.
They interviewed like a dude that was like right by one of the people that really got shot. Cause I think somebody got killed in the crowd or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had like hella blood on like this side of his
they body. Was that was cause they were those were the two people in the audio. One the fire chief and the lady, I think she got hit in her hand and the eye, something
like
that.
Yeah, he had hella blood on his shirt.
That was from the dude. He got hit in the head.
Yeah, he had hella blood on his shirt. Yeah. So the bullets was real. Mm-hmm. He just said.
But I think not too long after they took him down, the Secret Service was like, you know, the shooter was already gone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't I don't even think people had enough time to really process what happened because it started and ended so fast. But damn, that is like a recorded assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. Like they show dude on the building shooting, and then 2 seconds later
he's gone. I wonder why they don't put like the bulletproof. Remember when Obama was
when he was glass?
Yeah, they put the, because they thought that they were going to attempt
they
to assassinate
thought,
him.
Yeah, and in Indiana
black.
Shit him. Yeah. Jesse Jackson.
No, they had different precautions.
No, they was trying to get Jesse.
No, but I'm saying, like, when it came to Jesse and Obama, they had different precautions. Like the Secret Service was working.
Jesse might have had it worse than Obama. They was trying to get that nigga out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talking that Jesse was trying to run in the 90s?
In the 80s.
I thought it was like the early 90s.
He was the one who.
Oh, well, yeah, they was probably the one who.
He was the one who introduced the African American.
Yeah.
He was what?
African American?
The term comes from Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's not an old term. That's really like whenever he. Was it early 80s?
Early 80s, yeah.
They was trying to get him up out of here, though, in a real way.
I mean, yeah, you walk with all the fucking black leaders. And we still not over this shit right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesse was.
And he was on the porch with MLK too.
Yeah, I know some people right now like don't want Jesse around. Shit. A lot of people ain't want Jesse. Not just the white folks. Shit. Some niggas mad he's about some shit. Like nigga, how this nigga gone and you still just walking around cool?
That's so fucked up.
Why y'all always
it's
miss Jesse?
But it's true.
It's true. Like.
Shit.
Once you out in the 60s, 70s, man. Yeah, like,
that's all we got left from the OG civil rights movie. It's Jesse. Jesse and
Al.
And Al, but Al ain't fat no more.
Nah, he was skinny crazy. Al is wild.
Skinny Al, man. I can't believe we skinny Al.
Them hoes sucked the weight out of him, boy.
Oh, my God.
He's paid for a different type of prostitute.
Man, them perms.
Shit, we got another... We in 2024? Mm-hmm. Probably got, another 5-10 years for them MLK tapes?
Come out.
Man, release them shits now.
I don't think you... I'm not going to say he was fucking on them hoes, but he was...
What they look like? His taste in white women had to be something different.
Probably.
Mm. Bro, you seen white women in the 60s? Like,
it's horrible.
Oh my God.
Them women wasn't walking with Martin just because they was down with the
cops. But it was like no good looking white women back in them days.
It wasn't no good looking people back in them days.
Wasn't she?
She was probably one of
the
ones, but
Marilyn, she was getting fucked by JFK though.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like when you look at the older pictures, like it wasn't. I was never looking, like, I don't see a white woman in none of them. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm not really in a white woman either way, but.
Maryland didn't look that good to me. Like, real Maryland didn't look that good to me. Judy Garland didn't look that good to me.
Them sisters still had nice bodies.
50s and 60s, man. They just wasn't good looking people being born back then.
I'm not going to say that.
I don't know, man.
Pam Grier.
She's
70s, though.
Pedigree ain't 60s.
Okay.
Etta James.
Definitely not Etta James.
In the
60s? Have you seen her in the 60s? Like,
she wasn't that bad.
I got to look at women in the 60s.
Yeah, who was? I can't find too many. Because like, they looked old.
Oh, old girl off of Star Trek, the black chick.
Look older.
They all looked old. I didn't watch that. That was abusive. You had to watch it.
People did look older back then.
Yeah, definitely. They just all looked older. So I don't know who the fuck was young. Like, it's still crazy to me that, like, what, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, they was, like, what, 39 and 40?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they got put, you know what I'm saying? They were young.
Like they were in their 60s.
Niggas looking like they're, like, 57, 58.
No, for real, because when you look back at, like, Huey P. and all them, you like, damn, niggas was teenagers?
Nigga, even Tupac, he was 24.
Shit.
Who? Tupac didn't look old,
though. What's my man's that basically started the civil rights movement? Fuck.
Mike Stokel Carmichael.
No. He started on the Emmett Till case, and then he lived in Mississippi.
The nigga that looked like Young Dolph.
What the fuck is his name? They assassinated him too on his porch.
Oh,
Fred
Hampton. Nah, fuck. He was only 32. I think he was 32.
32 in Mississippi back then, nigga. You really like 60.
What the fuck is his name?
They had a hard life.
God damn it.
Stokely?
No. Damn.
Who we looking for?
The one that started
the Civil Rights Movement.
Hold on. Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi.
All them niggas was young. All them niggas was young. Like, when you look back at the Black Panther Party and all that, and you see, like, the
But that's
bringing
when
up it, all of them was young.
But when you think of like revolutionary periods, it's usually is
the youth.
The youth, because they're not afraid. Like they haven't really been institutionalized. You know what I mean? Like right. with the thinking or whatever, like our parents. So the youth usually does lead those types of.
Especially then, because it was coming from integration. So they was already used to dealing with black people and having better organizational skills.
Yeah, it's always the youth. Yeah. It's always the youth that's.
Yeah.
That do it.
Megar Evers. Jesus Christ, I feel so crazy. Fucking.
Who? What's the name?
Megar Evers. He was the one who basically spearheaded the civil rights movement. It started
and
with Emmett
they
Till.
Him too?
Yeah. Hell yeah. He lived in Mississippi. He was 37. I'm sorry.
That's still young.
When he died?
Yeah, he was. He actually stumbled into his kitchen. So he got hit in his driveway and stumbled to his kitchen. So he died in front of his wife and kids.
Damn.
Yeah. But he started on the Emmett Till case. He actually lived in Mississippi, though. Mm. A lot of them was like, that's why Malcolm was getting so much, you know what I mean, pushback, because it's like, you talking all this shit, but you ain't down here with them ones.
Yeah.
You doing this shit in New York, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, MLK was down there, and he also could speak the language of the politicians. But, well, I don't know. It's tough times we living in, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, but he definitely, he's going to win. He was already going to win.
Yeah, this locked him
in. I feel like if he doesn't, it's definitely rigged. Like, there's no way at this point.
He got the sympathy vote.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think he needed it, though.
He didn't need it, but this is just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, this is going
to
take it over.
This solidified everything, yeah.
This way he can't say certain, like, he don't be able to go to recount. Trump ain't going to need no recount this time.
Well, did you happen to tune in to like CNN and all that to see what they were saying afterwards?
I watched that shit for hours, nigga.
Yep.
What did they say? Because I didn't catch it.
They didn't start talking about the politics yet. It was mostly about the attempt. Yeah, they didn't get to the politics of it just yet.
Let's see.
But I know
Biden said something.
Biden came out and said something. He suspended all ads, all his ads. You know, a lot of people are calling for them to tone it, you know, both sides tone the rhetoric down.
Well, now he can lose gracefully. He can say, well, it was because, you know, he almost got assassinated.
I don't know, man. This is something like I never lived through a political assassination before, or even an attempt. So it's just crazy times, man. And for it to be recorded.
Is even crazier.
This one is for the history books.
Which kind of shows how desensitized we are as a whole, because like everything is recorded and uploaded. Like everybody wants to be the first to upload this type of moment that happens.
Trump really want to do it here, let Kendrick Lamar perform it, isn't it? If he really want to win, you know what I'm saying? That nigga over there, he's using E-40.
You see
Trump
how they
get Kendrick.
You see how they did Waka Flocka?
They do Day Not Like Us. Like, that's Trump's song.
They was...
Man.
Y'all,
it's over with. It's over.
Y'all got anything before we get up out of here? I'm sorry, man.
You seen the Evers dude?
Evers.
Oh, the Evers college dude?
Seen he never went to college.
Oh, yeah, he never went to college. Yeah, I see that. I'm sorry, y'all.
We've been getting scammed our whole life.
We've been here since like 10 o'clock, man. We reviewed like one of the worst albums I've ever heard in life. And it kind of just zapped my energy. Zapped my energy away.
We've been getting scammed our whole life, man.
Yeah. It ain't no different than what's the other one? CDC? What was Lil Romeo School?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ICDC.
That's crazy.
You never better graduate from that motherfucker.
The fact that we've been getting scammed our whole life, like, there's nothing.
Hey, man.
Listen, black people.
DeVry.
None of that shit is for us. When they be going, none of that shit is for us. These politics.
I don't even, a university.
Nothing is for us.
I always thought University of Phoenix was a scam. Yeah, University of Phoenix in Las Vegas? How?
They might be a scam.
No, but
they got a lot of graduates.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Too many. Now we know they ain't scam. But first couple of years, we was looking at them too. Like
they definitely do.
Yeah.
But we still got like the worst medical field ever.
You stupid.
Nevada still, am I lying?
You're not lying. Like, it's bad.
What they say, dog, you going UMC, you might not come out.
You know what I'm saying? We still got, like, you niggas is graduating and killing us. Like, what did you learn?
Your friend. Your friend went to your class.
You can follow this. Yeah, we, let me end this
one. Over here doing massages, turning that shit into surgery. You got to fuck up.
A veneer tech.
Right. The fuck?
Hey, man. You can
Guy ain't did shit but fix some teeth. Fucking years.
Y'all can buy the podcast, man. Whole
y'all tutor turn goes to porcelain.
Right.
Y'all can find the podcast pages on Twitter at views_7, Instagram at views_7, TikTok views_7, Facebook views_7. Man, you can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Smith.
Look, there you go.
Oh my god.
Skinny Junior 777 on Instagram.
Skip Shayna?
I was just picking it up.
Shayna underscore candy everywhere. That's Shayna underscore Kandzii.
I am S2DO on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, man. We up out here next week. Peace.